Feeling with happiness is one thing, but in this film, fans will have to get used to seeing a more violent side of Michael's character.
Yes, it was violent, but I don't think it was overly violent. We implied the violence more than actually showed the violence. I think it surprised a lot of people. When we was running screenings for the international film market last year, a lot of people came up to me afterwards and said, you know, this, we would never have expected this kind of a product from Michael Jackson. Well, you know, there is violence out there, and Michael accepts that there's violence out there, and the fact that he in our film overcomes the violence, I think, is the message that he might want to put out.
Although Colin Chilvers directed Smooth Criminal, he didn't see the full-length film until it was finally completed.
It surprised me when I saw it, the way it had been put together, but not I wasn't upset by it. I just didn't. It wasn't what I expected, and I should have expected it because I knew what was going to go into it. But it looks beautiful, and it's got a lot of Michael Jackson in, and that's what the fans want to see. So I'm sure from every angle, it's going to be very successful.
We're both pleased with it. You know, an artist like Michael is never 100% satisfied. You know, that's the perfectionist in him coming out. But as a whole, we're satisfied.
Although Moonwalker is released in cinemas across Britain and Europe, it will only be available in America on home video, as film distributors say Jackson wanted too much money.
2 years ago, I put a price tag on it, and they weren't sure if they wanted to pay it. Now, when they got to see some of the filming, then all of a sudden they did want to pay it. So that's wrong, you know. But what the real problem was, we couldn't make the deadlines. And they were too afraid they would have empty theaters, you know, we wouldn't make the deadline. So that sort of backed them off from us really agreeing on a deal. Plus, it's very hard, you know, we were on tour, and we need to get to a point where you're tired of negotiating. So, you know, it's their loss, it's Europe's game. You can change the world tomorrow. It could be your best day. If you don't like what I'm saying, then I won't just tell my favorite part.
Jackson recently had to cancel some of his American concert dates because of physical exhaustion. The strain of a world tour and having to complete a full-length movie in between seems to have taken its toll on Michael.
He canceled dates in the States because he was sick. I mean, he gets a cold like everybody else. It takes its toll because it's long. You know, you're away from home a long time. You know, naturally you're going to get a little fidgety. You know, everybody does. So that kind of a toll, yes, is not like, you know, worn to the ground.